This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, while you were distracted with Christmas, and by the way, Merry Christmas, we had a mandatory pre-record on two different instances as far as days go, friends, instances, and in the process, I just wanted to let you know from all of us at the Sons of Liberty and Sons of Liberty Radio and Media, Merry Christmas. So I did not, before God, have the time to actually get ready for that because I was taken by surprise in the process. So we're back on track here and just letting you know Merry Christmas, and I hope that you have a happy new year in the up and coming days here. With all that said, I want you to know that while you were distracted with Christmas, Senate released, listen to this carefully, how many harassment settlements have been paid out? Again, while you and I were enjoying the celebrations and time with family surrounding a time of, well, often established to remember the incarnation of the Son of God to save sinners, Matthew 1:21, the United States Senate quietly released a report stating how many harassment settlements it has paid out. The report was released on behalf of the United States Senate Committee on Rules and Administration on behalf of Chairman Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, and Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar, a Republican in Minnesota. The U.S. Senate Committee on Appropriations on behalf of the Chairman, Thad Cochran, a Republican from Mississippi, and Vice Chairman Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont. According to the Office of Compliance, the Senate has paid out $1.5 million on workplace harassment settlements since 1998. Listen again. According to the Office of Compliance, the Senate has paid out $1.5 million on workplace harassment settlements since 1998. What are they getting paid to do, friends? Sexually harass people in the workplace? Wow, I thought they were entrusted to serve we the people, but apparently that doesn't jive anymore with those that are to serve, again, we the people. The largest settlements were applied to race discrimination. Isn't that interesting? Here, let me give you a couple of them here for you. $8,964 on age and race discrimination. Disability discrimination, $9,000. Again, have age discrimination, race discrimination, sexual discrimination, $14,260.25. We also have a discrimination again for disability, which is $20,800. Then we go down, settlements arising from claims against other Senate employing offices, sex discrimination, $4,000. Age, sex, and disability discrimination, $10,000. Another race discrimination, another $10,000. sex and disability discrimination and FMLA violations, $42,000. I mean, folks, this is incredible. Total $853,225. 13 settlements. I'm sorry, there was 10 settlements there. And then on another form, there was 13 settlements, which equaled $599,252.47. Oh, and by the way, don't fall to the delusion, friends, that they paid for it or their settlements came from insurance companies on their behalf. No, you paid for it. You paid for their sexual harassment charges. Folks, the charges, the victims that were paid concerning those that were assailing them, folks, namely those that represent We the People, they took your money to appease the situation for their guilt. That's what they've done. I mean, folks, harassment in the workplace should not be tolerated under any circumstances, right? But particularly not in the United States Senate. Chairman Shelby of the Senate Rules Committee said, "Well, the Rules Committee has been eager to provide this information in a transparent manner." Folks, they always do the opposite. "It has been our priority to protect the victims involved in these settlements from further harm." Baloney. They don't want you to know who committed the violation, friends. They're protecting themselves. They're not protecting the victims. If they were protecting the victims, these things would have never occurred in the first place. Chairman Shelby said, "I am pleased that we have received assurances from Senate Legal Counsel that the release of this data does not violate confidentiality and such are able to make it public." How about the names of those who were involved in the harassment? Why aren't those names forthcoming, America? Because you're appeased by this. Those should receive no protection as they are employees of the people. And since the people are getting stuck with a bill of a settlement for harassment that their employees are accused of, we have a right to know who the money covered. I mean, harassment of any kind is unacceptable, said Appropriations Committee Chairman Cochran. Yeah. Well, then why are you protecting the guilty? The Senate should hold itself to the highest standard of professionalism and respect. Yep, they always say what needs to be said, but they don't do what they promise to do. And of course it is, but did anyone lose their job over any of this, friends? Was anyone prosecuted, those that serve We the People? Once again, nay. It appears no one, and that the money was just hush money designed to make the accusations go away. And folks, they are doing it in the light of day once again. And we aren't told any of this. In fact, the report indicates that the Senate does not really keep a record of such things. The Senate Rules Committee and the Senate Appropriations Committee consulted extensively with Senate Legal Counsel prior to the release to ensure it complied with confidentiality protections governing these agreements and was sufficiently protective of the victims in these cases. The committees received assurances from Senate Legal Counsel that the releases of this information is in no way or does it implicate confidentiality concerns. It should be noted that the Senate, unlike the House, does not have its own records of individual settlements and therefore cannot independently verify the accuracy of the data provided by the OOC. Great. It could be a lot more than $1.5 million since no records are kept of individual settlements. Again, I ask, where is some true accountability in all of this corruption within your government, America? And you're not going to get it until you demand it. In November, the Congressional Office of Compliance released a statement that taxpayers were on the hook for $17 million for settling sexual harassment claims that came out of the offices of the legislative branch over the past two decades since 1997. That's equivalent to $17,240,854. That's 264 settlements.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got so much built up over the last week as to what is more important than other issues. And what I don't like doing is I don't like inundating people with 15 different issues going on throughout the day, because the fact of the matter is if we would simply listen to what the preamble of the Constitution states, and what says, we the people, friends, to ensure domestic tranquility, so on and so forth. And what we want to do is we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice to ensure domestic tranquility. Forgive me. That's exactly right. And I don't want to get you off on 15 different things when we deal with the first issue and we actually bring it about through judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Isaiah 51:4. Well, we don't have to worry about the second one or the third one or the fourth one, because we're now sending the message that we're not going to tolerate crime and that we the people are the laws of the Constitution if we're willing to enforce those laws against criminals in all facets where it needs to be brought forth. Then we don't need to be talking about 15 different things. We can talk about the one thing and deal with it and then go to the next topic if there needs to be one. But we as the people need to begin to magnify the law against the crime rather than the crime against the law. Because once we send the message that we're not going to tolerate the crime, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a different country. And we're going to understand exactly what our forefathers gave us. As a matter of fact, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, was the one that said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's where we're at today. But where the government fears the people, you have liberty. And that's exactly what we're looking for here today, my friends. Look at the Matrix of Liberty. Go online. If you have not gone to the Sons of Liberty YouTube page, we have about 250 videos up. It's called The Matrix of Liberty on the Sons of Liberty with Bradley Dean. Go to the YouTube. Check out the videos, friends, and you'll understand again clearly as to what I'm talking about even now. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sons sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know that you can jump on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E on our Facebook, and our Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, America, thank you, 91 affiliates out there across the United States of America and also being broadcast into 53 other countries. We wanted to let you know that you have us right now as the number two radio station in the country. And we were also just this weekend picked up by KBAR 1230 AM in Rupert, Idaho. KBAR 1230 AM, KBAR 1230 AM in Rupert, Idaho, making you number 91 in the United States of America. I want to give a shout out to Gina Jameson. And again, we appreciate your trust. We will not let you down. Aside of that, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to tell you, the things that I have in front of me right now, I have two different topics, and they're both equally important. And one of them I brought up just last week. And you know what? Just for the sake of doing this line upon line, precept upon precept, let's do just that. We have, over the weekend, as a matter of fact, it was just yesterday, I was listening to conservative news because that's all we have available. And the best of the conservative news always falls to, guess who? Fox News, right? But while I was listening to the conservative news from as much as I could stomach, there was a former aide to Vice President Dick Cheney that came on as a guest speaker to debate what was going on with Korea. Keep in mind, he was a former aide to VP Vice President Dick Cheney. And again, this guy was grilling what Americans should be doing to Kim Jong, the new monster that the American media has cast into your minds over the last couple of years. He's also talking of the weapons of mass destruction in Korea that will be used against us if we do not rally behind the government in stopping them. Matter of fact, we just heard recently through military brass that it's inevitable. It's just inevitable. There's going to be a war with Korea. Now, folks, I've shared this with you, and I want to share it with you again. Have you ever noticed that there's a new administration, there's a new war? New administration, another war. It's all I can remember since I've been on this planet. New administration, another war. New administration, another war. New administration, another war. But it's always the same tactics. Has anybody taken the time to notice it's the same tactics? And don't forget, friends, we've been warned about this long ago. We've been warned about this from long ago, friends, by President Eisenhower concerning the military-industrial complex, okay? And I'll just take it down the list as it comes. Did you know that General Douglas McCarthy said of the United States government back in 1957, okay? Because what's being played out in front of your faces today, friends, is all on script. In 1957, General Douglas McCarthy said of the United States government that our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Yep. Kept us in a continuous stampede of a patriotic fervor, with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind us. Did you hear what I said? I'm talking about the new war that's being pushed in front of the American people's faces today. And I'm also sharing with you that since I can remember, America, it has been administration after administration after administration after administration. And with each new administration, right on cue, without fail, they tee it up to bring about a new monster so they can create another war. Isn't that interesting how that works? Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, said General Douglas MacArthur back in 1957 of the United States government. It's our government, America, that has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, which has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Grave national emergency. We better hurry up and do this or else this is what's going to happen. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Man, doesn't this just sound crazy? It sounds like someone's pushing the reset button or play again button over and over and over again. And see, what they're doing is they're resting in the ignorance of the American people and their short-term memories to go ahead and do it again and again and again and again, administration after administration after administration. But listen, this former counselor to Vice President Dick Cheney was grilling the American people as to what they should do to Kim Jong, the new monster that the American media has cast into your minds. Now for the last couple of years. And now he's even replaying the words that have been used over and over and over again, talking of the weapons of mass destruction in Korea that will be used against us if we do not rally behind the United States government and stopping them. And we better hurry up and do it now. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that simply crazy, America? It's happening again. For those that did not know, Cheney's Halliburton made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. The accounting of the financial cost of the nearly decade-long war, the Iraq war, by the way, was only supposed to last for 6 months. Do you remember that, America? Nearly decade-long Iraq war will go on for years yet, but a recent analysis has shed light on the companies that made money off the war by providing support services as the privatization of what were former U.S. military operations and what rose to unprecedented levels. And then it begins to name off the companies that were used. You know, it's interesting because there's pictures online where Saddam Hussein, and for those that did not know, is the United States that actually put up Saddam Hussein for the time that they needed him. But you can see online pictures of Rumsfeld shaking hands as if they were best buddies, Saddam Hussein and Rumsfeld. And for those that did not know, Cheney, Bush, and Rumsfeld are declared war criminals in foreign countries. And why is that, America? And you're sitting there listening to the government. I'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
+1 866-582-9933. Just sharing with you right before the break, friends, how Cheney's Halliburton made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. Who put up Saddam Hussein, America? They put him up. Rumsfeld did. Cheney did. Bush did. That's why they're called war criminals in other countries. Who capitalized off the war in Iraq? When they didn't need him anymore, guess what? They got rid of them. Expendable. And what was the excuse to attack them? Weapons of mass destruction. What were we told? You better rally behind the government or else. We better hurry up and do this or else. Who capitalized off the war, friends? Cheney's Halliburton made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. Now, I was also highlighting right before the break, friends, just want you to think, I'm totally, listen, my blood runs American, right, through Christ, first and foremost, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being told the same thing over and over and over again by the same people that continuously have been exposed for lying to we the people, for assailing us, for attacking us. Folks, I was talking about during the first segment how the Senate passed and brought to the light through their transparency the millions of dollars that they have paid out on our dime, the victims to their crimes. And now all of a sudden they tell you there's another there's another bad guy, there's another monster out there that we need to deal with? How about we deal with the ones first in our own backyard? And how many times do they need to be busted, America, before you finally figure out that you are being played by the dupes of ill-designing men over and over and over and over again? Let me say this again. Shanice Halliburton made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. Who profits from war? There's the guilty party. I mean, folks, you're listening to the same government and media that has been telling you that other countries have dictators that must be taken down. Yet it's your corrupt politicians and your media that only 94% of the American people believe. I'm sorry, 94% of the American people don't believe. Forgive me. There's 6% of the population that believe politicians and the corrupt media. But now when they tell you, for all those that say, I just don't believe a thing they say anymore, now all of a sudden there's another monster named Kim Jong. We better go deal with him, and we better hurry up and do it. Same system, same words, same cards, same everything about it, but the American people don't understand that they're the ones paying for it, and at the end of the day, they profit from it. But the same people that are lying to you are the ones that telling you there's another dictator across the pond that we need to deal with. We better go over there and get him now. What they're not telling you is they're putting a military presence in each one of these countries so they can establish more power. And in many cases, friends, not in all, but in many cases, that's all these people are doing, are resisting American governments taking over their prospective countries. Those that will not play or go along to get along with the New World Order, they demonize them. Then they, what they do is they create a public opinion to go attack them prospective countries. And sad to say, there's many people in this country that don't pull the curtain back. I mean, if they would take the time to read their constitution, they would know right then and there who they're fighting for. And I'm going to tell you that if it's not, and if you're not fighting for the good guy and the right guy, there's going to be hell to pay. And it's going to be you that pays it, individually, and then corporately. But when you look at what's going on here, friends, it's happening again. Another war, another war, another war. Yeah, hey, America, guess what? The first casualty in every war is always the truth. And the people that I'm talking about right now are nothing but a bunch of liars that come to steal, kill, and destroy. And they've been exposed for the very things I just highlighted time and time and time again. And there's not a person that could call me right now and tell me that I'm not telling you the truth, because you know it's the truth. But these are the ones that are telling you we have to attack Korea. You know, it's interesting because CBS News reported North Korea to U.S. prove your claim that we were behind the WannaCry ransomware attacks. I want you to listen carefully to what this guy had to say. Tokyo, North Korea's envoy in charge of U.S. affairs at the United Nations demanded Washington provide evidence to back up its claim that it was behind the WannaCry ransomware attack, an allegation he said was a baseless provocation being used to generate tensions. You better bet your bottom dollar, folks, that's exactly what's happening again today. Pak Song Tu told the Associated Press in a telephone interview from New York late Monday that these allegations are an effort to create an extremely confrontational atmosphere. Yes, so when America attacks, the American people have already been led to believe, because they drank the Kool-Aid from the media that has continuously lied to them, that we have to deal with this dictator across the pond. Hey, folks, I said it during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, and I say it again. If during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, if you would have seen that guy, if you want to call him that, that coward, in a different country doing the things that he was doing to their prospective countries, you would have called for your president to strike that particular country. But you tolerated it. You tolerated a Barack Hussein Obama. 1,183 times he gave the American people the finger, and the people let him do it. And the people let him do it. I mean, the government in many ways has become foreign in this country. Folks, the United States government in many ways is so far out of scope of authority concerning the Constitution that they become foreign to those that know the Constitution. And yet that government and that media and those corrupt representatives continuously paint a dim picture of the people that are continuously calling them out for their crimes. Because they want you to believe that they're the good guys. And we're the bad guys because we're making reference to our founding documents. We can't have that because if we do, those very documents will expose us for who we really are. We can't have that. Well, that's exactly what's happening right now in Korea. The best thing Korea could have did at this particular point, friends, is could have said exactly what they did and said. These are baseless provocations. Hey, America, how many times has your government, been busted for the very things that this individual is calling out the American government for? Baseless provocations. How many times has our government, after the fact, been busted as the ones that were actually doing the provocation and then sitting back playing the victim, but the media was out there promulgating a bunch of lies to the people that we had foreign countries picking a fight with us? And yet history shows us just the exact opposite. We were doing it to ourselves to get public opinion in support of a war that we created so we could make billions of dollars off the stupidity of the taxpayers in this country again. And folks, that's not even the harm brought to foreign countries. Hey, folks, if we're going to call it out for the way it is, then let's start doing it right here. And it's called taking responsibility. And I've got so many thoughts written down on this, it jacks me up. How many times has the American government and representatives been exposed for creating tensions between governments? Folks, you see representatives in the media today, hand in glove, creating tensions in the United States constantly because they've created a revolution where they want to continuously tear away at our law. And yet, America, again, when you realize that you're the law, you're going to deal with a responsible party, the media, corrupt politicians, and special interest groups. I'm asking you, how many times has American representatives, institutions, how many times have they been exposed creating tensions between governments to create another war? And the reason, folks, I want to go back, take a step back real quick. The reason they don't want to be found out as the ones that are actually provoking the fight, the war, is because, again, they have to put themselves in the victim position so they can attempt to justify their response when they attack. But again, let's go back to what's going on today in this country, friends. This was actually yesterday, forgive me, CBS News. North Korea's envoy in charge of U.S. affairs at the United Nations demanded Washington's provide evidence to back up its claim that they were behind the WannaCry ransom attack. The one that was in charge said these are allegations and they're baseless provocations being used to generate tensions. And their allegations as an effort to create an extremely confrontational atmosphere. If they are so, then show us the evidence, he said. Well, that's not a ridiculous requirement. That's pretty reasonable, isn't it? And this needs to be played out in front of the American people because I can bet you that if it was played out in front of the American people on a live situation between what's going on, there's going to be much information coming out from that country that you're not, your corrupt politicians, the military industrial complex, institutions, corrupt representatives don't want you to hear. Because the truth might come out. And if the truth comes out, you're going to find out who the bad guy is. You're going to find out who the provocateur is, aren't you, America? You better bet your bottom dollar. I got more to say about this, and we're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. One more segment. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have a care about what's going on in this country right now, and I want to tell you why. We have been talking about Shaney's former advisor. How he's on conservative radio yesterday, grilling the American people and what they need to do, and they better do it now because of the weapons of mass destruction that have been found with Kim Jong, dictator of Korea. And then I also shared with you during that time how none other than General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957 exactly what this guy's playing out. Scripted, friends. Our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever with the with the cry of grave national emergency. We better do it now or else. Remember when September 11th came down, George Bush said, either you're with the terrorists or you're with us? With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Does this sound like it's in replay, folks? Because it is. This is exactly what they're doing again. And by the way, I also started off the show talking about how I've seen war, generation after generation, administration after administration. It's been some new monster. Now, why do I have such a care about what's going on? Folks, listen again. I bleed America. My blood is red, white, and blue. And the red is the blood of Christ that's washed me from my sins. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you what, the same people that lie to you day in and day out, who have been exposed for crime after crime after crime, in hand in glove with the lying CIA-controlled media, are telling you and pouring into your minds that now we have to deal with another monster that they've created over now in Korea, Kim Jong. And yet I share with you, even from Eisenhower, when he warned of the military-industrial complex. And then, folks, what I did, hand in hand, line upon line, precept upon precept, how Cheney's Halliburton made $39.5 billion off the Iraqi war. Who wanted war? Well, who capitalized off war? And what were we told about Iraq? Weapons of mass destruction. Did we ever find those, by the way? Attacking a country that had nothing to do with September 11th. And the conservatives sat back and justified it. Justified a war they could not justify before God. I don't care about your debates, your half-truths, your I heard from so-and-so that it's true. I don't want to hear none of that. America goes up and it bullies up on these smaller countries. It uses it for what they can get out of it. And then what they do is these are expendable people, expendable. And I'm not saying they're good people. But I'm just telling you how corrupt your representatives are to do business with them in the first place. Shows you how bad they are. Hey, what I want you to understand that if the war is inevitable, the way that military brass is now bringing it to the light, it won't be the politicians or their sons or their husbands or their grandpas, their granddaddies or their daddies or brothers or cousins or neighbors. It may be their neighbors, maybe even their cousins. But it won't be for those that are calling for the war. It won't be their family members that fight the battles. See, because your children and your granddaddies and your daddies and your uncles and your cousins and your big brothers and your neighbors and so on and so forth, friends, they're expendable. Now, don't you remember what the pedophile himself said, Henry Kissinger? He said of the American soldier, he's just a dumb, stupid idiot, only to be used for foreign policy. Isn't that the guy that sits next to the presidents? Why, of course it is. Of course it is. But did you hear that, America? Because that's who he set it up. He said it of our veterans that fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms and liberties that we have today, that they're just dumb idiots, used to be for political they're political pawns and policy only. We'll use your kids to go fight the wars that we create. And what you just don't realize, at the end of the day, it's all about the money. Right? Lord, I only can do what I can do. You know, when you look to our forefathers, what was their example? Their example was that it was a war that was worthy to be fought. They were the first ones to go. Well, not in America today anymore. Not in America today anymore. No, we'll just let those corrupt politicians do what they do. We'll believe what they say, though we don't believe it. We'll somehow justify sending our kids to go fight that war that they created, and then we'll try to do our best to find honor. And keep in mind, it's those politicians that are the first ones to hand out medals to our fallen. I'm sure many of you that are out there would rather have your sons back home rather than 6 feet under the ground. You'd rather have them than a medal. But see, these are the ones that are rewarding those that come back. And don't forget about the POWs neither, friends, that have been left over there. But these are the ones that have come back that they've been awarded. For some reason or another, there's honor warring against an innocent people because those corrupt individuals told us that it was. And so, in as much, friends, as they even wanted to put a medal on our necks. Now, I'm not taking away honor from where honor's due. And by the way, just today, I ran into another veteran. And always taking the time to turn around and saying, thank you for what you did, brother. Because I know that you went to do what you believed was right according to that Constitution. But the fact of the matter is we need to start pulling the curtain back on those politicians that are sending our kids to war that they can't justify. And by the way, here's another question for you. How many times when war has commenced, how many times have they been found out to be liars? Our government, those that created the war and then sent your sons to war, and then what they do is they change the narrative over and over and over and over again, only to appease you until the point where they can't appease anymore, like they did back in Vietnam. And the people did the best thing that they could have done is where they stood up against Johnson and started calling him a war criminal, because that's exactly what he was. Remember, he reversed Kennedy's orders the day after he was assassinated, where in Vietnam they made trillions and trillions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. And 58,121 men in this country died where they didn't even have to die. And the people in this country began to see what it was really about. And they stood up and they protested it. And then, of course, you had a handful of idiots in the United States protesting our guys that were sent, that felt that they could trust. You know, shame on corruption all over the place. Shame on sin all over the place. And it just seems like when you look at our veterans in so many ways, they're deed if they do and they're deed if they don't. So wait a second. Just do what you're called to do, brother. And know that Constitution. Know what it says. And know, for goodness sakes, know who you're fighting for. And, you know, here's where true honor lies, said Abigail Adams. It's on the battlefield. And this is where you won't see the politicians. You see them, where you can find them is you can always find them doing some under-the-table deal, right, where they're making millions of dollars. That's if they're not losing millions and trillions of dollars. And folks, everything I'm telling you today, I have many, many examples to back it up with. And I don't even feel that I need to really testify to the truth of the matter because people know it. Cheney's Halliburton made $39.5 billion on the Iraqi war. Wow! Who's behind it? Nobody profited from the war more than Cheney did, more than Bush. More than Rumsfeld, and no wonder why they're called war criminals in foreign countries. But of course, they're all, hey, America, Americans, they're all wrong, aren't they? They're all wrong about guy George Bush, man. He was a Christian because he told us so. And so was Cheney because he told us so. And so was Rumsfeld because his favorite music is Christian gospel, right? Country style, that's what he said, right? Hey, if you guys want to know more about that little threesome, you might want to check out Mr. Pat Tillman's story. Go online. That's another story. And it will make you indignant, to say the least, as to what corruption gets away with, at least for a time here on this earth. We'll take a 23-hour break.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.